His check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Sad news we reported over the weekend. Connecticut police investigated that head-on crash that happened on Route 4 in Goshen on Friday. In that crash, Diana Gee, 51, of North Canaan, lost her life. The crash is currently under investigation. Anybody with information on that crash asked to contact Troop B State Police, Trooper Martin, at 860-626-1820. In Kent, in a story in the Republican American this weekend, for the first time in 8 years, there will be a contested election for a first selectman. Kent Republicans endorsed Edward Mattson on Thursday. Democrats hold their caucus today. And three passengers took off from Ohio in a private plane on Friday. They were going to Rhode Island. They ran out of fuel. And they crashed in a wooded area near Maloney and Smith Crossing Roads in Wappinger. All four were found alive, taken to hospitals, according to the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office. The Cornwall rummage sale continues through today. Clothing, sporting goods, children's toys, kitchenware, china, jewelry, and more. At the ski resort, furniture and boutique clothing and books at the UCC Parish Hall in Cornwall Village. Furniture and art are at the Cornwall Town Hall. The sale runs from 9 until noon today. Pets are not allowed. Credit cards not accepted. Only cash and personal checks. Sharon's Historic District Commission has a meeting tonight. That'll be at Town Hall at 6 p.m. Salisbury Planning and Zoning meets tonight at Town Hall at 6:30. The next regular Millerton Village Board meeting will be held tonight. That is set for 7 p.m. In Kent, the Town of Kent Inland Wetlands Commission has their meeting. That is set for tonight at 7 o'clock at Kent Town Hall. The Kent Volunteer Fire Department has their Executive Committee monthly meeting. That happens tonight at 28 Maple Street in Kent. The Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield is hosting author Mark St. Germain. He'll discuss his latest novel, Gertrude and Claudius. That'll be tomorrow, 5 p.m. The lecture is free. Registration is required, 413-229-7004. In North Canaan, the North Canaan Recreation Commission is holding a pool party tomorrow, 5 until 7 at the North Canaan Town Pool, featuring music by Music Lab and Friends. Also, there'll be a visit from the ice cream truck. The Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting coming up tomorrow, 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Town of Salisbury Board of Finance has their regular meeting tomorrow at Town Hall, beginning at 5:30. Salisbury Pathways Committee has their 45th meeting. It's a special meeting coming up tomorrow at 5:30, downstairs meeting room, first floor. They'll discuss and give recommendations to the Board of Selectmen concerning connectivity grant bid award. Boston Bruins mascot Blaze will pay a visit to the Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield, as he'll join readers for a story, pictures, and game day fun. Crafts and all participants will also design a unique space helmet. The event takes place on Wednesday at 2:30. More information and details at 413-229-7004. Salisbury Sharon Resource Recovery Authority Transfer Station Building Committee has a special meeting on Wednesday, 5:30. The meeting will be held at the new transfer station site, Route 44 in Lakeville. HVA will present a free community program that spotlights the area's river ecosystem on Wednesday from 5:30 till 6:30. Meet at the Stearns Elementary School parking lot in Pittsfield. More information at 413-298-7024. Sharon Rec and Youth presents the Summer Concert Series from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Lions Pavilion at Veterans Field in Sharon. It is free. Coming up this Wednesday, Carlson's Band, Country, Bluegrass, and Southern Rock. An open mic night is back again at the VFW Post 5444. There's 6 open mic night Wednesday, 7 till 10 p.m. at the VFW Route 22 in Dover Plains. Starlab Planetarium comes to the Amenia Town Hall Thursday, 11 a.m. Starlab is an inflatable planetarium. Children can learn how to find some of the most recognizable constellations. It's being presented by the Amenia Free Library. Registration is encouraged at 845-373-8273. Kent Parks and Recreation Summer Concert Series continues July 25th. The Carson Family Band at 6 o'clock at Kent Town Hall. Also coming up on Thursday, the 8th Annual Sunset Music Series in Canaan, K-Mac and the Cadillacs on Thursday, the 25th, from 7 until 9 p.m. On Thursday, the Planning and Zoning Commission in Falls Village holding their meeting at 7 o'clock at Falls Village Town Hall. Canaan Railroad Days has events coming up on Friday from 5 till 7 p.m. North Canaan History Center. At the North Canaan History Center, there'll be outdoors, supervised historic games, and light refreshments. And at 7 o'clock, live music with Steve Dunn at the Great Falls Brewing Company, no cover. And at 7 o'clock, learn about Charlie Pease at the Douglas Library on Main Street. Catherine Boughton will speak on the colorful life of Pease. On Friday in Cornwall, Connecticut, at 7 o'clock at the Cornwall Consolidated School, a special town meeting on the septic expense at 7 o'clock at Cornwall Consolidated School. The Southern Berkshire Chargers Youth Football League offering sign-up sessions from 10 till 12 noon at the VFW in Great Barrington, July 27th. More information at 413-214-4913. The Amenia Garden Club presents a special plant sale on Saturday the 27th, rain or shine, 10 till 4 at the Durbridge Garden, 37 Clark Hill Road in Wassaic, New York. More information, ameniagardens.org. The Jane Lloyd Fund Traditional New England Clam Bake is happening Saturday, July 27th at Satry Hill in Salisbury at 2 o'clock. It is the 14th annual and largest fundraiser for the Jane Lloyd Fund. To see if tickets are still available, janelloydfund.org. Cyclists from the Harlem Valley and beyond invited to take part in what's dubbed as many of the summer's most beautiful ride, the 8th Annual Harlem Valley Rail Ride, which will be held on Saturday. Rail Ride organizers Beth Katz and Bob Magamoli invite participating cyclists to pitch a tent at Eddie Collins Memorial Field starting Friday at noon. From noon on Friday until 7 p.m. on Saturday, there'll be a shuttle for registered riders from the Wassaic Metro North Station to Millerton. That'll ensure that all bags and gear are brought to the field. Should cyclists decide to stay overnight at a local hotel, their bags will be transported to the hotel of their choice. More information, HarlemValleyRailRide.com. Litchfield County Choral Union, under the direction of Jonathan Babbitt, celebrating its 120th season, a presentation of familiar and beloved opera choruses and arias on Sunday at 3 p.m., the Music Shed at Ellen Battelle Steckel Estate on 17 Steckel Road. Sunday evening concerts continue on the North Deck at the Canaan Depot Railroad Plaza in North Canaan, Connecticut. Guest artists this weekend on Sunday, Shade Tree Jazz Mechanics, presented by the Cranford Club, produced by the Music Lab. Of course, a reminder, a full slate of activities going on during Railroad Days. To keep updated on that, Railroad Days, CanaanRailroadDays.com on the web, and also on Facebook, Canaan Railroad Days. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 27,154.20, the S&P 500 at 2976.61, and the NASDAQ at 8146.49. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.